We're glad to be joined here in the first intermission by the general manager of the Bruins, Don Sweeney. Don, first of all, Happy New Year to you and the family. Second, I know that in the past the organization has always talked about playing up to the standard of the Bruins. As you look across the last 41 games and also looking ahead, what's been at the standard, what still needs to get to the standard for the Bruins?
Well, Happy New Year to everybody as well, and I guess we can say that Hunter and Maddie, our video guys, earned their Christmas bonus in the first place.
Is that the first one this year?
Yeah, it is. Thankfully, went our way. You know, Judd, I think that we are trying to hold ourselves to a consistency standard, and you know, at times we've played really well and executed to the level that we'd like to, and then other times, you know, I think in the first period early on, we just don't manage the puck. In the second, third period against New Jersey, we didn't manage the puck. We started really well in the game, and that's when our game gets away from us. So you get too cute in some areas and not just sort of go to work and make other teams beat us. And for the most part, over the course of 41 games, I think we're happy about our positioning. You know, we deserve to be where we are. We earned that, but we have a lot of work to do, and our guys know it. It's just we've played a lot of hockey in the last little while, and it's hard to hold them to that standard each and every night.
We've seen Bruce Cassidy kind of push some buttons here over the last little while. You know, Danton Heinen is a healthy scratch. Jake DeBrus sat out for a little while during a game. So some of the development of younger players, it's so important to be able to have these guys step in, get better and better as you move forward. You've got a number of young guys in your lineup. Where have you seen guys that have been where you think that they're going to should be, and where do you need to see more?
Well, two great examples. They're still young pros, relatively speaking. I mean, you've seen, you know, Patrice and Marsh and these guys have gone through winning in the Stanley Cup, losing in the Stanley Cup, and coming back, and how you deal with those things. And we have other guys who are just going through that for the first time in a long, long playoff run. And, you know, we felt there would be mental and physical fatigue at certain periods of time in the season, and we've seen that, certainly. And, you know, we'd like to buckle down here before the break and then utilize the break effectively in January. Overall, I think our young guys have responded for the most part pretty well, but we have seen pockets where they've struggled. And again, not excuses, and I think Bruce, you know, makes mention of that it's not an excuse to not be able to find your B game if you don't have your A. And I think that's something that our younger players are still learning, working through.
I guess with that in mind, because some of those younger players really populate lines 2, 3, and 4, is there something that you and the coaching staff are waiting to materialize on all three of those lines?
Well, I think you're seeing an example of putting a line back together in DeBrusk and Krejci and Coyle that have the ability to dominate play and maybe carry the load, take some, you know, some of the weight off of that top line that certainly has been very, very steady and consistent for us, both on the power play and 5-on-5. And maybe that takes some pressure off of some of those middle groupings where everybody points to the fact that our depth of scoring is not quite where we'd like it to be. Puts the fourth line back together where they have an identity. And then the other guys got to kind of find their way and earn their ice time. You know, they're all generally in special teams in one way, shape, or form, so they find extra ice. But the even strength ice has to be spread equally, and you got to earn that.
You put Charlie Coyle, you mentioned, we'll follow up on that, playing on the right side here today. Center, we've seen him play third line center. We've seen him play the right wing. Where do you envision him come playoff time? I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but
yeah, you know, we're just trying to find the best balance in our lineup, and ideally I think that we saw last year that we're a tough team when all things are going well and the consistency is there, but unfortunately it hasn't been, you know, from the depth of our scoring. We've had some injuries, we've had guys, you know, Kuhlman and he's gone down to Providence to get back up to speed. He was a factor last year. So we have to find the balance again, and does that mean that Corrali can go in and support that other line and play up, or does he go back to the line that we're accustomed to and Bruce has trust in? And those guys miss time as well. So I think we're still a work in progress in that regard. We have some younger players that you'd like to see them continue to push through, whether that's a Frederick or a Jack Stanika we've seen, you know, for periods of time, or maybe it's another guy. Other than that, I may have to look outside and continue to supplement our group.
Donnie, on the back end, Kevin Miller was such a big component for this team last year. We haven't seen him, obviously, since late last season. He didn't have an opportunity to play in the playoffs, and hopefully at some point we're going to see him this year. And now Connor Clifton's a little bit banged up. But as you look ahead toward the end of February, is the right side on that last pair something you may need to address?
Well, I mean, obviously we hope Kevin, you know, works his way back. It's been a long time, and it's unfortunate. You feel badly for him and the competitor that he is, and we missed him. We missed him last year. We miss him this year. Connor's going through an injury at this point. Camper stepped in and played well. He's been called upon. You know, you see Grisby being able to slide over there. You see Lozon come up. Vaakanainen has been up. I think we have depth in that position that we've exhibited that we can withstand some of that. But that being said, Kevin's a unique player, and I think he does bring attributes that are hard to find and duplicate and are valued within our locker room. So hopefully we got fingers crossed that that we'll see Kevin, and if not, we'll have to address where our health is at the right time.
The two guys you did re-sign in the offseason, McAvoy and Carlo, seem to have really elevated their game, especially recently with some of the injuries and you know the way Brandon Carlo has stepped in and played. You've played him with different pairs as well. What have you seen from those two?
Yeah, I mean, Brandon's really stepped in and played yeoman's minutes the last few nights with Charlie and Torrey being out of the lineup. You're seeing him, you know, continue to evolve offensively, maybe get a little bit of puck luck, which he hasn't had in the last year or so, which is great for him, for his own confidence. It's a work in progress for him with Kevin Dean every day, instilling that confidence. He's such a hard, reliable defender, eats a lot of pucks, plays against top lines. You really don't have any concerns defensively with Brandon. He knows what the strengths of his game are, and we're encouraging him to continue to evolve as a two-way player and get up into the play and read those situations, you know, correctly. And I think he's doing a nice job there. And Charlie's, you know, game, I think, is rounded in his form. When he plays to the standard that he holds himself to as that strong two-way guy, he sticks to the defensive side of it. He also sees top-line matchups. In his offensive game, he's just got to be more selfish, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, he has to, if he looks at the volume of his shots relative to the peers that he compares himself and we might compare himself to around the league, he's way below. And he has to understand that his shot needs to be more of a weapon in his arsenal, and I think his offensive game will round out as a result.
Donnie, thanks for taking the time to sit down. All the best.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Reince.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.